Welcome to Wave Rider NDP, Next Day Prep. Get ready for tomorrow's momentum plays. Let's dive in.
What if I told you a company posted 20% earnings growth, record free cash flow, beat and raise quarter?
Ring Central.
You already know where I'm going.
12.5% down on a beat and raise. That's the whole story right there.
That is the story.
Right.
And it tells you exactly what this market cares about right now. Let's break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So we had what looked like a recovery last week, right? The S&P was pushing higher, people were getting optimistic again, and then...
And then today happened.
Today happened. Down 1% to 68.50. And here's the kicker. We broke below the 50-day moving average at 68.96.
Right. And that's the line bulls needed to hold.
Now look, you could argue the 50-day break is just noise given how extended the prior move was, but...
No, I won't argue that. Not with this breadth data.
Walk me through it.
Okay, so only 42% of stocks are above their 20-day moving average.
Right.
And get this, 558 bears versus 124 bulls on the sentiment metric.
I mean, that's a historic spread.
It is.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, last week's rally was always a dead cat bounce. I said it then, and I'll say it now. Like a drowning swimmer gasping for air before going back under.
Russell 2000 down 1.6% confirms it's not just large caps, right?
Right. Small caps getting crushed. Classic risk-off signal.
Yeah. So the headline is ugly, but the real story today isn't just that everything went down. It's about what got obliterated, what actually worked, and the one earnings report that perfectly explains why this market is so dangerous right now. Here's your score.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Software imploded. iShares software ETF down 4.7%. Datadog crushed 11.28%. CrowdStrike down 9.85%.
IBM down 13%.
13%! And the catalyst was AI automating COBOL code, the backbone of banking systems.
Wait, COBOL? Like the language from 1959 that runs half the world's banking transactions?
That's the one.
Oh, man. I mean, if AI can crack COBOL, nothing is safe. That's not a software story, that's an everything story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just AI. Section 12.2 tariffs just went to 15%. The EU paused trade deal approval. There's a policy vacuum sitting on top of all this tech.
Fear. Yeah, exactly. So you've got AI disruption, tariff uncertainty, and financial capitulation all hitting at once.
Three separate fires in the same building.
Right, right.
And here's the one that should make every tech investor uncomfortable. Ring Central.
Oh, man.
20% EPS growth, record free cash flow, beat and raise quarter, rewarded with a 12.5% drop to $34.58.
It's like a straight-A student getting rejected because they eliminated the entire department.
Right. In a fear-driven tape, narrative beats fundamentals every time.
Every time.
Exactly. Finance sector hit negative 2.16 ATR at the zero.
Zero percentile. I've never seen that.
KKR down 8.89%. American Express down 7.2%. When asset managers are selling off this hard, it's like the lifeguards leaving the beach.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And nobody's blowing the whistle to warn you either. But here's what's interesting. Consumer staples up 1.5%, healthcare up 1.2%.
Sure. Walmart up 2.29%.
Yeah, classic defensive rotation.
Yeah, totally.
And then gold. Gold surged $146 to $5,226.
AGE up 5.4%, Fortuna Silver up 8.7% on 1.6 times volume.
Here's the thing. I mean, gold ripping $146 while Bitcoin breaks 65K in the same session? Like, that's not nothing.
So basically, you're saying gold is the real safe haven and crypto is just risk with a different
costume. In this session, absolutely. Hard assets winning, digital assets losing. Investors want safety, but they're being very specific about what safe means, and that matters for how we position tomorrow.
In a sea of red, momentum is alive and well, just in different zip codes. Let's build the watch list.
FSM at $13.34 is my top momentum play, up 8.7% today on 1.6 times volume. Mining breakout with gold at $5,226 as the wind at its back. Next resistance, $14.50. Stop under $12.80. That's 4.7% risk.
Mm-hmm. What about LLY?
Look, LLY at $1,058. And I know what you're thinking. $1,000 stock in this tape?
I mean, yeah, that's a lot of capital at risk right now.
Right, but hear me out. Novo Nordisk stumbles. Lilly gets the patience. It's not a macro bet. It's a competitive event play. Like one restaurant getting a rush when the competitor fails its health inspection. Cleared $1,040 resistance, targeting $1,100. Stop under $1,030.
Okay, when you frame it that way.
Exactly. And AMEM, Agnico Eagle, $240.49, targeting $245 to $250. Strong ATR of 2.31 confirming the trend. Pairs naturally with FSM as a two-name precious metals position.
You know what? What about ACLX? 77% in one session?
Like, that's not a trade. That's an event. You don't chase that.
Right. You watch it.
You watch it. $110 to $115 consolidation zone. Size appropriately if it sets up.
Look, these names are lifeboats in a storm. Now let's talk scenarios, because tomorrow could gap either way and you need your plan before the bell rings, not during it.
Overall stance, 30 to 40% invested, 60 to 70% cash. Cash is a position.
Mm-hmm.
Cash is a position. Gap down. Break below 68.50 opens the door to 67.20 to 67.50. That's the 200-day MA area. Focus exclusively on precious metals and healthcare. Avoid catching falling knives in software or financials.
What about gap up? And I'll say I'm skeptical. 42% breath doesn't flip overnight.
You're right to be skeptical. If S&P reclaims 68.96 on expanding volume, breath improving above 50%, that's the bar. And it's a high one.
Yeah. So even in the bull scenario, we're not chasing.
Sell into strength on the defensive winners. Take the partial. Don't chase software. Don't chase financials.
Right. Guilty until proven innocent.
That's exactly the frame.
Let's bring it home. Three forces, one money flow. AI disruption, tariff uncertainty, financial capitulation.
Yeah, and they're feeding each other. That's what people are missing. It's not three separate stories.
Exactly.
The divergence is the opportunity. FSM, AEM, LLY. Precious metals and healthcare are the only sectors where narrative and fundamentals are aligned right now.
And I'd add, the divergence between gold and Bitcoin today is its own signal. Hard assets, yes. Speculative assets, no.
Ring Central is the lesson of the day. Don't buy quality tech on the dip until the sector narrative shifts.
Full stop.
Stay disciplined, stay patient. We'll see you on the other side of tomorrow's open. This has been Wave Rider NDP. Ride smart.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider NDP Next Day Prep. Get ready for tomorrow's momentum plays. See you next time.